You're saying, Mark, I'm just a factory worker, and I'm a little bit intimidated. Listen, God is not looking for scholars. God is looking for willing vessels that are willing to open up their mouth and say, Lord, fill me to be bold.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. This is your host, Joshua Hollick, in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, as people are listening today, some people feel like, you know, my spiritual experience with God is something that I have in private. It's in the closet. It's in quiet. You know, nobody else really has to know about it. When it comes up in conversations, I don't really need to speak up about it. And there's some people living their relationship with God totally in secret. And is that what you see in the scriptures?
I call those people undercover Christians, and we all have the tendency to be intimidated by our culture and our environment and go undercover. And I'm not talking here about being obnoxious.
Thank you.
Talking here about, you know, spouting, spitting, screaming King James verses at people that walk down the street.
Expecting non-believers to act like believers, expecting the world to understand.
Exactly. I'm not talking about that, but I am talking about if you're having fun in Jesus and really enjoying life in God, and you have a vibrant relationship with your Maker through His Son, Jesus Christ, and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, then you should be splashing on people around you. People should be getting wet with your faith. And this second half of the message, we're going to be talking about that. You know, if you're going to splash, you can't be a people pleaser. You have to be a God pleaser, because if not, your witness is going to be silenced. And I love it. I love in this passage what happens is when they're come against because of their bold witness, they pray, but they don't pray for protection. They don't pray for safety. They pray for greater boldness. Mm. I love that.
Yes.
Most of us would be praying, oh, Lord, protect us, help us, keep us away from persecution. They don't pray that. They say, Lord, in the face of adversity and difficulty and hardship, God, help us to be bolder.
That's some people who are experiencing the presence of God. And they were so excited about the message, it became the priority of their life. Friends, this is the second half of the message called Splash Effect in our Empowered series. This is Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 22. Let's go there now.
The message of the cross is offensive to some. The message of the cross calls people to repentance. The message of the cross is difficult. The message of the cross says, come and follow Jesus, but you have to die to yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Him. The message of the cross will disturb people and lead other people to Christ. I'm preaching to myself, but I'm getting excited about it here. Listen, the gospel is a stumbling block. I hope I offend you sometimes. Pastor, you offended me. Great. If I preach and never offend anybody, if I preach and never convict anybody, if I preach and never call someone to change, if I preach and you're never sweating a little bit, if I preach and no one ever feels like walking out, then I'm not doing my job, because the gospel of Jesus Christ will offend people at times. It is clear, concrete, powerful. Jesus offended many. They wanted to stone him and persecute him. He ended up being nailed on a cross because he preached a message of love for all people, but a message that called people to a very narrow path, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number two, if we're going to be overflow people, remember, you're going to disturb some, but you're going to touch other people's lives. And so they brought Peter and John before the Sadducees the next day. Leads me to my second point. Overflow people speak about Jesus in the power of the Spirit. So they bring Peter and John in front of the Sadducees. The entire court is there. They have the power to put them in jail, to beat them. And the Bible says in verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, I love that. Filled with the Holy Spirit. You say, Pastor, I would talk to people, but I'm afraid they're going to ask a question and I'm not going to know how to answer it. You know, I think there's something that happens when we open up our mouth in Jesus' name. There's something that happens that God fills us. The moment that you start speaking in the name of Jesus, the moment you open up your mouth and say, well, the word of God says, then there's something that God says, aha, I found one willing to open up his mouth. And if I find someone willing to open up their mouth, now I can fill them with words that are not their own, with a boldness that is not their own. Have you ever opened up your mouth in Jesus' name and walked away from a conversation and say, where did that come from? Where did that come from? Man, I felt like I was Pastor Josiah speaking because it just kind of rolled out of my mouth. I don't know where that came from. Has that ever happened to you? You open up your mouth and you say, whoa. I don't even have a Bible degree. And like, I'm spitting out scripture and telling people. And whoa, let me tell you what that was. That was the filling of the Holy Spirit, because you had the boldness to open up your mouth and let God fill you with this Holy Spirit so that you could speak with boldness the power of God. And the Bible says that Peter, what was Peter, a scholar? No, Peter was a blue collar worker. He was a fisherman. He knew how to mend nets. He knew how to gut trout. He was a fisherman. But when he spoke in front of educated people, theologians, people that studied scripture, he spoke not as a scholarly academic, but he spoke with someone who had power and authority and boldness. And they were surprised that a mere blue-collar fisherman knew so much about God and the things of God. And he spoke not simply out of theory, but he spoke out of personal experience with great power. You're saying, Mark, I'm just a factory worker. I mean, I read the Bible and have trouble pronouncing some of the names. I thought it was Malachi until someone told me, no, it's Malachi. And I'm a little bit intimidated. Listen, God is not looking for scholars. God is looking for willing vessels that are willing to open up their mouth and say, Lord, fill me to be bold. And so Peter gets up and he starts speaking. Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame, and we are being asked how he was healed, then know this. Here it goes, boldness. You and all the people of Israel, it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you as healed. Now that's boldness. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, but he has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given by mankind by which we must be saved. That's boldness. Verse 13 says, and when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men. Oh, I love that. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and they realized they were unschooled, ordinary men. People without a high education. By the way, Peter's got a couple books in the Bible and he was unschooled. 1 and 2 Peter, written by the apostle Peter, who was unschooled. Never use your lack of education for an excuse so God can't use you. Never use it. Don't tell me, well, Pastor, I really struggled through high school, barely graduated, got my GED. So? If you've been with Jesus and you're unschooled, there's a power and authority that starts to surge within you, because it's not you, it's the power of God inside of you. You see, when Peter opened up his mouth, God filled him. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. They were unschooled, but when they were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, their splash could not be ignored. Some of you are closet Christians because you have been intimidated and you say, well, once I know more about the Bible, then I'm going to start telling people. Once I've spent 5 years in God, maybe I'll start telling people. Listen, you, if you're a believer and know Jesus and you've been saved 2 days, you need to open up your mouth and start telling people about Jesus. Because you're not arguing theology. You're telling your story. You're not trying to convince people. You don't have to know what dispensationalism means or soteriology means or pneumatology means. All you need to know is, hey, what God has done in my life, I can tell my story, and it's your story. No one can argue with your story because it's your story. And so Peter opened up his mouth and he began to speak boldly. I believe, as I said earlier today, that we live in a day and age. There's earthquakes and hurricanes and tsunamis and nuclear missiles and unrest and fear and violence in the streets of Chicago. And for some, this creates anxiety and worry in their life. I believe that the church is always best when the world is shaking and trembling with unrest. I believe that our moment to preach the gospel and truth is when people are insecure about their future, because our anchor holds in God. So do not miss this opportunity. People come up to me and say, Pastor, is it the end? The Bible does talk about earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars, that they will accelerate in the end times. I don't know. The Bible says that one day is like 1,000 years for God. So God says it's coming close, but that could be 2,000 years. Who knows, you know? Reminds me of my wife a little bit. In just a moment, it's still a half hour before she's ready. Her minute and my minutes don't kind of, they're not the same. But whether we're coming, I know we're closer to the end than any time before us. Hello? And I know that we need to be ready. Number three. Not only do you remember that the gospel, as you start to splash, it will disturb some. You need to remember that when you open up your mouth and speak in Jesus' name, that he will fill you with a filling that comes from the Spirit. Number three, overflow people choose to be God pleasers instead of men pleasers. I'm convinced that many of us are closet Christians because we fear men more than what we fear God. That we're afraid what people will think. We're afraid what people will say. We value their opinion over God's opinion.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Splash Effect, which is from our series called Empowered, Spirit-Filled Witness. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Acts with his message entitled The Splash Effect.
I want you to see what happened with Peter and John. He says that everyone who lives in Jerusalem knows about this sign, and we cannot deny it, the Sadducees said. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no to no one in this name. Then they called them in, Peter and John, and they commanded them not to teach or preach in Jesus' name. They brought him in and said, hey, it's great that you healed the lame man, but don't speak again in the name of Jesus. And Peter and John could have said, okay, just get us out of jail and we'll oblige. But I want you to see the power, the boldness that they had. But Peter and John replied, which is right in God's eyes, to listen to you or to him? You be the judges. As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen or heard. And after further threats, they let them go. They could not decide how to punish them because all the people were praising God for what had happened. For the man who was miraculously healed was over 40 years old. I love this. I love the fact that we as a church should be doing acts of kindness. We should be working so God. We should let the love of God overflow from us so powerfully that when people come against us for whatever reasons, and they will, when people start speaking against us, and they will, when people try to shut us down, and they will, when people start to persecute us, and they will, they'll have to look around at everything that we've done. Addicts that are clean, marriages that are restored, people that have been healed, gangbangers that have left their gangbanging, homeless that have received feeding, and they look around at what they do, and you say, and we can say, for what act are you shutting us down or coming against us? That we should be so saturated with the kindness of God and the goodness of God that when they go to try to close us down, people say, hold on. These people have done more for our community and for lives and family that the community rises up to say, hold on. For what acts are you closing or coming against them? Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 through 39 says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. You have to decide, are you going to be a God pleaser or a man pleaser? You have to decide if you're a follower of Jesus, whether you're willing to count the cost, because I can guarantee you if you follow Jesus, you will pay a price. Some friends will leave you. Some people will speak against you. Some of your family members will not understand your new obsession with God. That will happen. And that's why Jesus said, if anyone loves father or mother more than me, he's not worthy of me. If anyone loves his son or daughter more than me, he's not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. There's a price to pay in following Jesus. And we have to ask ourselves this question. Are we God pleasers or men pleasers? If you're a man pleaser, then the moment that people start pressuring you, you'll shut your mouth and stop talking about God. If you're a man pleaser, the moment that you have to pay a price because some of your friends aren't calling you up on a Friday night and you find out that they're going out together and they forgot to call you the third weekend in a row because you're not as fun as you used to be, because now you drink Club soda while everybody else downing it, because you're not talking dirty like you used to. The moment that you start feeling a little bit of rejection, if you're a man pleaser, you will compromise your testimony and you'll try to walk the fence for a while. You'll try to have God and please man, but ultimately you'll fall off the fence into the world if you're a man pleaser. If you're a God pleaser, you'll count the cost. You'll realize it's difficult. You'll make some new friends. You'll stand strong. You'll be bold. You'll allow it to increase the boldness and desire for God. Because in the end, if you love man more than God, you're not worthy of him. There's a price to pay. You say, well, Pastor, man, you're kind of preaching a hard message today. Sometimes you want to say amen. Sometimes you want to say ouch. That's okay. You can say out sometimes. Some of you are saying to yourself, I knew I should have stayed home today. And lastly, number three. Overflow people pray fervently to be used of God. So they release Peter and John. And I love this. I love what I see here. I don't want you to miss it. Peter and John go back to the believers, most of them new believers, and they reported all that the chief priest and leaders had said. And when the people, the new believers, heard this, they raised their voices in prayer. I want you to notice what they prayed and what they did not pray. They didn't pray, oh Lord, help us hide. We don't want to go to jail. Oh Lord, keep us safe. Oh Lord, we pray, Give us favor. We don't want to suffer. Help us, Lord. People are against us. Oh, Jesus, please keep us safe. No, they didn't pray that. I want you to notice what they prayed. Listen, sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth, and you see everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of David, your servant, our father. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of our holy servant, Jesus. You know what they prayed for? God, give us more boldness. They didn't pray for safety. They prayed that they would not fear to be bold. They didn't say, oh, Lord, help us hide. They said, Lord, help us be bolder than what we've been before. God, stretch out your hand. If you thought the healing of one lame man was something, watch us heal blind men. God, release power in us so that we see supernatural works doing even more that we've never seen before, that the name of Jesus Christ will be highly lifted up and exalted, and that all men shall know that there is a Savior. His name is Jesus the Christ. Give us boldness, God. And after they had prayed, look at verse 31. After they prayed, the place that they were meeting was shaken. No, it wasn't Hurricane Irma. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Boldly. You know what bold is? Bold is the opposite of shyly, timidly. Bold means with confidence, authority, and clarity. Bold means unashamed. Looking in the face. Yes, I am a follower of Jesus. No, I cannot. Yeah, I think I'm a follower. And I wouldn't call myself a follower. Maybe. Well, are you or are you not? If we were to declare our love for our wife the way we declare our love for Jesus, she would probably leave us. Is this your wife? I don't know if I'd call her my wife. You know, what exactly do you mean by wife? Define that a little bit. You know, well, we've been together. I mean, yeah, do we go to a ceremony? Yeah, I guess you could call us my wife. She'd slap you and leave you. But yet your commitment to Jesus is flaky. Your testimony to Christ feels like you're embarrassed and ashamed of being called his follower. The Bible says that these people came together and they prayed for greater boldness. Can I tell you something, people of God, New Life Community Church? In a time of devastation, in a time of world unrest, in a time where nuclear missiles are being pointed at each other, who knows what it's going to be like in 3 years from now? I don't know. But I think this is a time that we not shy away. This is the time that we become bold for Jesus. This is a time that we need to pray like the church prayed. Lord, stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. This is a time that we pray, God, come with greater power than ever before. Come, Holy Spirit. Touch people supernaturally. Heal people that doctors cannot heal. Change people that therapists cannot change. Turn hearts, God, that no one thought was possible. Come, Lord Jesus. Extend your hand. Stretch your hand upon us. And we promise, God. We determine, God. Yeah, we will be bold. Only you can do miracles, but we can open up our mouths and speak in Jesus' name.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message entitled The Splash Effect. It's from his current series called Empowered, Spirit-Filled Witness. Join us again on the next Straight Talk as we get into part two, Roll Up Your Sleeves. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.